Morning, everyone. This is Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. Don't know why I say that, because you obviously know who it is when you listen to the boo, but there you go. But it is me. Want to talk very quickly about this whole thing. See, I'm of the notion that if I find an app or if I hear about an app for the iPhone and it says that enhanced voiceover accessibility or something of that ilk, then I tend to buy it, because even if it's like £10, which the one I'm about to talk about isn't, but even if it's £10, like something like Blind Square or whatever, I'd rather buy it and give, you know, someone the opportunity to develop it, given the fact that before the iPhone, we were paying hundreds of pounds for such things, you know, and having to, you know, buy £1,000 on top of a computer for voice access via something like JAWS on a Windows computer and so on and so forth. And, you know, thanks to sort of convergence technology, as in Apple and increasingly with Android, you know, these sort of apps, that even at £10, they're worthwhile to buy, because then, you know, the developer gets something, can carry on the research and development, in most cases, I'm sure. And because of things like the platforms that we have with the with the iPhone, where you can access the app developer so easily, you can feedback anyway, so there's no reason sort of not to support them, I think, in many ways, if it's an app that you think that you would use, of course. So I've just bought something called Check the Weather, and there's no mystery about the way it's spelled, so C-H-E-C-K, the weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And it says with enhanced voiceover accessibility. Oh, I'll give that a go, because I saw it on the Apple Vis had sort of tweeted about something about it. And it's great. It's so straightforward. Like, I am interested in things like when it gets dark, what the moon's doing, what the weather feels like, as much as what they say it is. So often, you know, with chill factor, things can feel colder, for example. So you think 15, you might think, you know, 5 degrees, and it might feel like 3 or 2 because of a wind chill, and things like that. And this is so straightforward, and yet it still gives you quite a bit of information. I haven't explored it all fully yet, but within seconds of opening it, I'd got around it. It starts off with the feature guide that opens up a quick sort of start guide and tells you what to do. You can set things like Celsius and Fahrenheit, which, frankly, the weather app on the iPhone that comes with is the Yahoo one. I hate it. It doesn't seem like you can change it to Celsius. And it's just not a very friendly app, to be quite honest. It's accessible to you know, great. But this is actually telling you a little story about the weather for the day, and it's much wordier, perhaps, but in a good way, you know. So it feels like it's more of a forecast, and it looks nice too, if you can see it at all. So I'm sure that sighted people would buy it as well, and that to me is a true sort of sense of how technology and how an app should be. It should be accessible and available to sighted people, and have, I think, and you know, unless we're talking about something that is very specifically sight related, that there's no reason why we can't have both. And I think this app has done very well to do that. So far, so impressed. And it's one of those that I think would, you know, the hallowed ground of the of my the sort of tray at the bottom, you know, the main tray that you have the folders on, what they call that now. It's I don't think I can put it there, but it's certainly going to be on my first page, and anything that gets in my first page on my phone when I open it up, or the or one of the folders on that first page is a worthy app, because it can only be stuff that I can get to quickly and use well. So then the other stuff tends to go sort of behind a little bit onto other pages or into other lesser folders. So, you know, that's it really. Give it a try. I think you're going to ask me what the price is now, aren't you? I think it's like £1.49 in the UK. So, you know, I think, as I said, you know, I'm certainly old enough, and it wasn't that long ago when you were paying a lot of money for any kind of extra accessibility to something. And hopefully, you know, supporting people like this, those days will be further and further behind us and won't return. Okay, my thoughts for what they're worth, and I hope you don't feel that I've sold you a dud. But to be honest, I haven't. It's fine. You'll enjoy it. Alrighty. Speak to you all soon. Hope you're having a good day and all that. And yeah, speak to you soon. Bye.